The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
You can always send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, or just go to WDGX.com, click on group therapy, and you can send us one there as well. And we'll toss it out to the group and see what sort of response we can get from our listeners involving your issue. And mother-in-laws, some are great, most are great. Some are like, you know, what is it, Monster in-Law starring Jennifer Lopez?
Like there the movie. Could be some issues there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes personalities clash.
So we got a message from a listener who writes in part, you know, while I was in labor, my mother-in-law used my cell phone to take pictures of me in various stages of undress and then used my account to post them on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Without your permission?
I had no idea, as I was half out of it and only had vague awareness of her even holding my phone. I didn't.
Oh, gosh.
She continues. I didn't check Facebook for a couple of days, so the pictures were up there for all to see, accompanied by a very detailed captions of how I was progressing.
Oh, gosh.
I can't even begin to explain how I felt. I have taken down all the pictures, but I also feel embarrassed that my friends and coworkers, etc., all thought it was me posting photos of myself in such an intimate situation.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is, should I post some kind of explanation on Facebook? And I don't even know what to say if I do that. And what should I say to my mother-in-law? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of need to know a little bit about what the relationship is like with the mother-in-law. Like, is this a situation where she just innocently was oversharing, didn't understand that it might be inappropriate to the people that might see it, like coworkers and stuff?
Yeah. Like when I first read this, yeah, I kind of like you thought, you know, this is a mom who's excited for her son. Yeah. And the kid that's being born, her grandson or granddaughter, and she's she has the best of intentions, and she and maybe she doesn't understand Facebook and is like, you know, thinks it's just for family and friend or family or whatever. I don't know, but but has the best of intentions.
Super people that would want to see this stuff. Oh
man.
Okay. I just feel like though that I it's hard to imagine that she wouldn't stop to think, I should probably ask her first if she wants me to post these.
You know,
like, how do you not ask permission? I won't let my husband post any pictures of me at all until I get approval and get to filter it up.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I get it. And
I'm never naked.
And I seriously think that it goes back to the mother-in-law is she's got a whole range of emotions too, and she's just going through documenting it all, and she's like
to share the whole experience.
Oh my gosh. And you know, and I get it. Like there's also the side of maybe that's not her like to share just yet. Maybe she needs to to wait for the parents to make that sort
we
of
agree.
Like
is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not her place to share like that, especially without permission. However, we need to know, like, maybe what the intent behind it was. Like, was it just an innocent oversharing situation? Or is there some sort of dynamic between them that might have played a part in that decision?
502-571-9970. Would love to get your thoughts on this with group therapy. Group therapy, we got a message from a listener who had some photos posted of her while she was in labor and delivering her baby from her mother-in-law on her own Facebook account and didn't even know it was happening
until a few days later.
And then was like mortified that like there were some pictures that showed some stuff.
Various stages of undress, I guess. The future grandma was just overexcited and just thought, you know what? I need to share. We're not really sure what the intent was. Either way, we know that people on her Facebook page probably thought it was her posting it.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, hey, it's probably a mother-in-law just having the best of intentions. But Natasha, you don't think that's the case.
Okay, with the mother-in-law, she intentionally did that math. I think she really didn't wanted to do something beneficial for the family. And then where was the daddy at? He should have definitely kept that phone away from her because she intentionally posted that crap.
Oh, so you're like, you know, Facebook's been around 10 years. Like, she knows what the deal is.
Right, exactly.
Okay, wow.
Oh, yeah, and where was daddy? Where was daddy to run interference?
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
That is true. And so, okay, we do have some good suggestions on maybe how to handle it. Kate said, my mom took pics of me with my first, where you could see me still up in the stirrups after giving birth. Oh my God. And she was just so excited she didn't realize it.
Oh, my God.
Now, with various stages of undress, she had to have known what she was doing. I would have her husband sit down with them and explain, because that's his mom. She should help, you know, talk to her and defend his wife. Also, why the heck did she get on her phone? Yeah, we don't know that one.
Courtney says, hey, if it were me, I would absolutely post something indicating it was not me that posted that on Facebook. If she's worried about hurting her mother-in-law's feelings, she can always block her from the post and have a private conversation with her later. So, all right.
Okay. That's a good way to handle that.
Man, yeah, I get it. Like, social media, my gosh, that... And we always tell listeners, we tell interns, like, hey, you post it there on the internet, it's there forever. Like, it doesn't go away.
Just a general rule of thumb in living your life: ask permission before you post any picture.
All right,
involving anyone.
Okay, so
ask permission.
So I think there definitely needs to be a conversation with the mother-in-law. Yes, probably should post something on Facebook like, hey, guys, that wasn't me. Thank you, and I appreciate your understanding if you were offended by some of the photos, as I was very embarrassed by, blah, 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 blah.
He was a little bit oversharing.
Here's a better photo, and maybe show a picture of the kid that you popped out, you know?
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you. That is group therapy here on 99.70 JX.